Coach's Insight programs continuing here this evening on Care 93.7. Jefferson County North is the topic, and now it's onto the boys basketball team, and we're joined by Corey Knoll, head coach. It's brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. It's the final one here of 2022, and it's been kind of an interesting last week and change for you guys. You've had to go through a game that was called off and rescheduled for later on in January, tried to play Horton, but just not enough kids, a lot of sickness going around, so couldn't play that game last week. And it's been a while since you guys last played. It's been nearly 2 weeks. Morehill Mounts Academy back on the 6th and waiting to play tonight against Troy. But what's this little bit of extra time been like going from that Morehill game to getting ready for tonight's game?
You know, it's been good, but it's been a little frustrating. You know, when you come up a loss, you kind of want to get back on the court as quick as possible and try to kind of avenge that loss a little bit. So we've had to sit on it for, like you said, over a week now. So that's been a little tough, but we've had a lot of time to kind of work on those things that we struggled against Morehill, a little extra time, and really kind of improve our game some. But now we're just kind of, it feels kind of like that first week before the first game where you're tired of playing each other again. You want to go play a different team. So we want to work on the things we practice against, and hopefully we get to do that against Troy.
Yeah, and the last time you guys were out, again, that game against Morehill, which was a 42-41 game, we were still recapping that one last week. That's how long it's been since you last played. And do you see that in a positive sense in terms of the guys are angry, they're mad off a frustrating loss like that, and now with the extra practice time and gearing up for another game, do you feel like it's kind of helped them with this extra time in practice?
I like to think so. We lost a close one to Morehill, and the guys were definitely frustrated and upset coming off that. So we've had some good weeks of practice, but now it's kind of doing the same stuff over and over again in practice, and you're ready for you want to test those things you've been working on at practice. So hopefully that comes to light against Troy.
Well, now you get back-to-back tonight and tomorrow to close out the 22 portion of the schedule. Out of league, you get Troy tonight, a team out of the TVL. They're off to a 2-2 start, and they're coming off a win over Donovan West earlier this week. But a team that was ranked in the KBCA, they're playing without their best player right now in Jarrett Norris, but they're very, very guard-heavy. They have a lot of returners with a lot of experience, and an interesting out and an interesting matchup here for you tonight.
Yeah, I think when you look at Troy, you know, they're missing Norris, but they still play 8, 9, 10 guys, and they can play. You know, I like to think there's a lot of similarities in our teams where they like to play fast. They press, they pressure the ball, and it's a fast-paced game. They try to make you uncomfortable. I like to think that we try to do the same thing, but they're very, very good at that, very athletic team. And even without Norris, they're going to be a challenge. I think they're still one of the best teams in the 1A.
What do you look at as a few keys for that game tonight? What's going to be kind of a difference to come out with a win?
So I've been watching a lot of film on them. I've had the extra time to, and they have a really good press, and we need to be able to handle that pressure against the press. And even in the half court, they like to pressure a lot. So it's going to be, we've been working a lot on, you know, being calm under pressure and, you know, looking to attack when someone pressures you and, you know, kind of making teams pay for playing up that tight. But if you don't, we've seen it on film, they make teams pay for it because they get a lot of steals and they get a lot of points in transition.
And then real quick, after Troy tonight, you turn around, go to Oski tomorrow. What's an early scouting report look like on Oskaloosa, and how do you kind of transition from the Troy game to the Oski game tomorrow night?
I think Troy and Oski are two very different teams. Troy likes to use the full court. Like I said, they like to full court press. Oski does. I don't know if they do as much as Troy. So it'll be two different games, and it will be interesting coming off. You know, we've been prepping a lot for Troy and we've watched Oski, watched some Oski film, but haven't prepped for them as much as I would have liked to on a normal week. But we've been telling our guys, if you want to make a postseason run, you know, at the sub-state or even at the state level, you got to be able to play two nights in a row and focus and have a scouting report on a team and kind of implement it with very limited time. So that'll be a good test for us to see if we're able to do that in these back-to-back nights.
Jefferson County North boys basketball coach Corey Knoll joining us. It's been a while since they played. December 6th, a loss to Morehill Mounts Academy. Now back-to-back for them. They get Troy tonight, Oskaloosa tomorrow, and then they hit the holiday break starting next week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here these next couple of nights, and we'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.